This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 622, War Returns to Darkshore. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops to Dorbs, Rides to Mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. With me, I have Toasty. How are you, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good, Medros. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. It's been a decent week or so. We also have, of course, Ali. How are you doing, Ali?
I'm good.
Good to hear.
Ready for a new week, and holidays are starting to, you know, rev up, and I'm excited about that. Good things are happening.
Good to hear. So how was your week?
Pretty good. I didn't get to play quite as much tomorrow as I would have liked, but I was still able to do Wrath time walking and ran in Nyxia's lair a few more times. And my raid's still stuck on 4 of 8 and Heroic Aldir, but that's okay. We'll get it, maybe. And I'm ready for 8.1 tomorrow. Super excited. Oh, and my Pally's 45, so I'm being toasty right now, which is awesome.
For now.
For now.
Well, my Pally's 120.
So is my priest, so there.
My warrior's 120.
My item level is probably higher than both of yours.
I mean, yeah, you raid.
I would be raided somebody if it wasn't. Sorry,
I had to. Toasty, how was your week?
I don't know if I'd be worried or impressed that her item level is lower than us. Because if it's lower than ours, and she's clearing heroic old deer, or going through heroic old deer.
Healing them, even.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, but her guild's also stuck on the same boss she was last week, so, you know, maybe that was an indicator.
Heroic is hard, shush.
Yeah. But before we move on to Toasty's week, though, I feel obligated to ask you if there's anything else that happened to you for you this week. Perhaps any shows you were on that you may want to mention?
So, I guested on World of Warcast last week, which was fun. And Starman and I took shots, which was ridiculously fun. And I guested on Epic Fail Podcast, which was great. And this week, I am guesting on Warcast one more time. So that's all fun too. And I was on this show.
And anything else?
And I did my show.
Any other shows you guested on this week that I was in the chat room for and was reminding the host that you forgot to mention that you were on another show?
I said Epic Fail Podcast. Okay. That was that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to get me in trouble. I'm like, what am I forgetting from last week?
Well, you fail to remember that you were part of this show when you were on Epic Fail.
Sorry, so. I'm not used to being on this show yet. I'm getting every week I improve. I've gotten good about mentioning it on my show. I mean, that's important, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting there. I mentioned it on Warcast. I'll probably mention it again this week. And yeah, so I'm getting there. Getting into the groove of being here co-host like.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks. It only took me a few weeks. It's fine, right?
This is true. How was your week there, Toasty?
My week was pretty quiet. I had a lot of real life commitments this past week. My office Christmas party was on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So did that, and I had to go out during the day and like, buy stuff to wear to the party, because turns out when I moved, I just didn't take some stuff with me, which included, like, dress pants. So I needed to do that. and then my mom retired on... And then my mom retired last week, so, you know, we were celebrating that with her.
Awesome.
When I did find time to play WoW, I spent more time leveling my paladin. I didn't get as much progress as I would have liked to. I think, one, I didn't play it as much as I did the week before. And two, when I was playing, I was streaming at the same time, so I got distracted talking to people instead of actually playing. So, yeah, I gotta get better with that. And then one of the other days I just didn't play it because I missed my warrior. It had been a few weeks to log into the warrior. So I played on my warrior for a while. I want to say like 4 or 5 hours. Just doing whatever I wanted to do on the warrior. Which was a lot of fun.
Have you still been doing emissary stuff? Or?
Yeah, I'm still doing emissary stuff and all that. Sorry. I haven't been on, like, for the past couple weeks because my playtime was just all paladin. So I wasn't logging into my warrior at all. Last week was the first time in a while I logged into him and put some serious playtime in. So, yeah. But did a bunch of emissaries, did a bunch of world quests, just got back in the groove of playing on him again, which was a lot of fun. I enjoyed, like, being able to pull large groups of mobs without dying. That was nice. Well, this isn't Warcraft, but I wrapped up my campaign in D&D, so campaign's all done. My character got his happy ending, which was just, like, having a bunch of kids, because that's what turtles do, and passing on stories to his kids, which was nice. And now I'm trying to think of what I want to play in our new campaign, which is really hard. Okay, I'm trying to pick between a druid and a blood hunter right now. And that's hard. Just like, my druid is going to be a warforged, which is like a robotic, like semi-robotic people. And I'm playing the druid as a moon druid, so lots of shapeshifting. I'm basically playing it like a transformer, is what it's going to be.
Nice.
And the other one's a blood hunter. And now blood hunter, you hear the name blood hunter, you think it's going to be some edgelordy dude, right? Right?
Yes.
The way I'm going to play him, the personality I'm putting behind him, like, no, he's not going to be some edgelord dude. He's going to be a super chill, like, California surfer kind of attitude. Just because I think that's hilarious. In contrast to, you know, blood magic.
Yeah.
So the both ideas are so great, and I don't know what to pick, and I have like 3 weeks to pick it, to decide which one I'm going to play. Choosing's hard.
Which character do you feel like you could put most of yourself into?
I don't know. Probably the Blood Hunter, honestly.
Well, there you go.
I feel like I'm pretty chill. I'm definitely leaning towards Blood Hunter right now. I might leave the Druid as like a backup character.
There you go. See, isn't that tough? You made the decision live.
Yeah, I've made up my mind several times already. I think it's one of those things where I'm going to get there and just decide in the spot which one I'm going to be using.
That works.
Maybe Bloodhunter. Yeah, Bloodhunter. No, Druid. Yeah, well, whatever. Medros, how was your week in Warcraft?
Good. I didn't do much, though.
I mean, I saw you streaming.
But you streamed. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did.
I mean, you put it in the chat.
You have Lies. 6 followers, Lies. You said. There are 6 people who Lies. Know for sure.
I do not stream.
You do now.
Fine. Yes, I created an account and decided to start streaming a little bit. It's on Twitch, it's the Medros, because Medros was taken, apparently. And Frasley, or the Nightlight just put that into chat room, and so did Toasty.
Ooh, and a clip even. Frazzly is all over this.
Oh, look at that.
Well done, Frazzly.
Sorry, I need to make a quick change here.
He was playing his warlock, everyone, so Medros was streaming leveling his warlock. Let the record state that.
Now, before he deletes it, I'm taking a screenshot.
Well done. Well done. Oh, Lying Nightlight.
There we go.
Frazzly, we got your back, my friend. We got your back.
Lying Nightlight. Oh, he changed his name again? As if the shame from last week wasn't enough.
There you go. Much better.
Accusations like that?
Much better.
Nightlight snitch. There we go. Okay. That's fair.
And not the golden that kind either.
You mean Frazzly's not worth 150 points?
Yes, yeah, so I decided to have friends over Friday night and Saturday night. So Friday night I was sitting here playing and I'm like, you know, I could totally stream. I hummed and hawed about it for a while and decided whether I wanted to do it. I decided to do it, but it was too late to do it that night. But I created the account and set it all up, and then Saturday night I decided to stream a little bit. And then later on Saturday night I streamed a bit more. So I'm happy to say that I'm halfway to my year-end goal on the Warlock. And yeah, so we're good to go.
So your year-end goal is 45, right?
Yes.
So you're at 40 right now?
Correct. 41, actually.
Okay, my paladin's still a higher level, okay?
Barely?
That's all toasty. I was looking for.
Oh my gosh, are you going to let him catch up to you?
No. Tomorrow and Wednesday and Friday, that's all I'm doing.
8.1 is dropping. I mean, there's so many new things to do.
So what level is your paladin?
42.
So what you're saying is if I get a 43, then I've passed you and I can then gloat next week that I did successfully pass you.
Yeah, you know, except how long did you have to pass me?
Whatever.
See, I created this character.
Moving along, shall we?
Wait. I want to point out that not only do I get to give you a hard time on Mondays, now you're streaming, so now I can tune into your streaming and give you a hard time there, too.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Crickets.
So okay, now we can move on. Somebody from a chat room in Twitch.
There is a way.
Sure. All right, I will investigate that later after the show. Thanks, I really appreciate that, Toasty.
Okay, moving on now.
But I did get my Dreadsteed. Found out while I was leveling that I actually already had the Fellsteed. I think I got that around like 30 from what I read. Got the epic riding, so I've got that. And nice. I'm just 20 levels from flying.
Awesome.
And then I get to go to... I don't know which one I'm going to do.
You're going to go to Borean Tundra?
One of my favorite zones in Wrath? Yes, I may do that. I don't find that zone boring.
I honestly don't either. I just know that's what people call it.
There's just one section of the zone that I will just have to avoid... simply because I don't want to see any little, mechanical creations.
The gnomes? You're talking about the gnomes, right? The gnomes? Was it the mechanomes? It's the gnomes.
Little nuts and bolts guys.
The gnomes? In the springs?
Whatever.
Those guys?
The nuts and bolts guys, whatever they're called. I can't remember what they're called.
They're called gnomes. Mechanomes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, it wasn't a bad week. Realized on Friday that I should plan appropriately for tomorrow. So I've saved up two emissaries that are untouched for all three of my characters that are 120. And when the patch is tomorrow, they can start earning Paragon rep. And so I've got that waiting to go. Otherwise, I got my Hunter to the superior achievement for this expansion. So he's got all slots have at least 310 blues, if not higher.
Good job.
I took all three of my characters through the intro to Warfront. So, took the Horde base and killed Rakan. Each of them got 370 piece and at least a 340 piece. I think one of them got actually a second 370 piece off the roll. So they've all got some decent eye level now. I think my highest is my... I think is my main, which would be at 358. Yeah, 358 eye level for my main.
Hey, that's not bad.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
What part of what I said did you not understand?
Frig. I gotta play my warrior more now. Okay, I gotta play my warrior this week. I'm playing my paladin this week.
Do you need to share with the class what your eye level is, Toasty?
No.
Baileran. Pretty sure that's your main's name. Fury Warrior, Dalaran. There we go.
That's not me. I'm not on Dalaran anymore.
A Draenei Fury Warrior, Night Owl Cafe?
Nope.
All right, well, let's see here. Pretty sure it's probably the same name. So let's see another warrior. That's a 38 warrior. Definitely not you. Huh, she must be using a different name then.
Yep, that's it.
Well, it's only telling me that there's a total of 7 Bailarans in the thing, so it must be either spelling it wrong or something.
That, yeah, sure. That's definitely it.
Either that, or you only have 350 eye level.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Aldir 6 of 8. LFR. That sounds about right.
Do you want me to start pulling out my stats, Medros, or are you ready to move on? Because if we're going to really play this game, I can pull out my stats if we need.
Okay, going to go to Twitter looking for one raid group to carry a Fury Warrior through Heroic.
Uh-huh.
And give me all the gear.
Alright, anyway, so yes, my Demon Hunter was able to get himself up to 352, and my Hunter is up to, he's not quite, he's like 332, so, but he's still fairly new, he's still got lots of blues, so over time those will improve, and I think one of the emissary quests I have right now is going to give me a 340 piece, so that'll be nice.
Well, and good news for you both is that with 8-1 dropping, they're going to start increasing the item level of rewards for world quests and various things like that. So
that'd be good.
Excellent. Not that it matters, because I'm definitely higher than 358.
Uh-huh. That, okay. All right.
You sound very confident in that, Toasty.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice having some 375 pieces, I gotta say.
Yeah, it is. I, too, share in that joy.
Right, right.
So, sponsors. Yeah, sponsors are great.
Do you have a piece that should be able to be upgraded anytime? Like, or do you not have enough artifact power to get up your shoulder place up to 375?
I don't have enough. My artifact level is not high enough. Because I haven't been playing the warrior for 3 weeks.
That would be a problem, yeah. I do not have anything 390, but I don't raid, and I don't expect ever to have that, so. Let's see, otherwise, made a bit of gold. Not as much as I would like, but, you know, here, neither here nor there. I did play my Lightforged Paladin a little bit today. Got him a couple of levels. I did start working on my monk a little bit, just to try and see where he was at. I think it'll be the next one I play. But, yeah, I probably will do some more streaming in the next week or so. But heading out of town, you know, in a week or week and a half is going to make that a bit hard. But we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah, but that's about it. Just doing my usual stuff. So I guess that means it's time to pay a bill, I guess. So our newest sponsor is Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, Warcraft, Overwatch, Heroes of Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzard universe, like Firefly, Star Trek, Star Wars, Doctor Who, and more. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week the Funko Pop we're highlighting is another holiday Funko Pop. It is Hulk with gifts. This looks pretty awesome. I kind of want one. But only if it's like a 6-inch one. It's got to be a big one. You can't have the Hulk be, like, the normal, like, 4-inch ones.
True.
But, yeah, that's a pretty cool one to put the images for that in chat. If you want this Funko or any other Funko they have on the store, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You check out their online shop and use Shop 10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use Shop 10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for their support of the show. Also, what about that Avengers trailer? Oh, my God.
I am very, very, very excited about it. Oh, my God.
It looks great.
Toasty, you're killing me. Stop it.
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Oh my God. I can't breathe.
I must have missed something here.
You sure did. Phrasing is a fun thing. Did you know that? Look at chat.
I'm okay. All right.
Shall we move on to this week in WoW?
Sure.
Yeah.
So this week in WoW, we have Battleground bonus event from December 11th through the 17th. PvP brawl in Arathi Blizzard. With Arathi Blizzard. There's snow in Arathi happening for the PvP brawl the 11th through the 17th. And as we all know, 8.1 launches tomorrow, which we are all very, very excited about. Tomorrow, as of this recording. So if you're listening to this later, it's already dropped and you should be enjoying it.
Cool.
Except for those listening live, you know, they can't take that advantage of that, right?
Right.
All right. So today, Blizzard announced a really, well, I can't say surprising. They announced a Q&A coming up this week. So on Friday, they'll be sitting down on Twitch with Ian Hazzacostas and I'm assuming probably Lore to have a Q&A about Tides of Vengeance. You can check that out at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Yeah, PDT, specific. Should be
daylight.
Should be actually PST, not PDT, but whatever. And you can check that out on Friday. Any kind of questions you guys are expecting?
Something about Azerite power, something about Azerite gear, time gaining content. What stuff are people angry about right now?
I think the biggest one might be the Azerite gear with the mythic pluses. That's my guess.
Azerite gear is going to be a big thing.
Maybe the new Warfront? Because I know there's going to be some people who are upset because... So last time when you know we got Arathi, Alliance started with control of it, if I remember right. And this time, Horde is going to start with control with this Warfront. And not, even though they've announced that ahead of time, which is great, not everyone's going to know that. So I'm sure there's going to be some people upset about that order of operations there.
I really like the first question here, but I don't think we'll actually answer it. It'll be surprised if they do and be happy if they do. Which is, what will you do to change professions to make them worth investing again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because right now, it's kind of in a bad place.
I mean, they are making some... I was just reading the patch notes before we started recording, and they are doing little things to make it a little less painful. For example, a big one is Angerweed is not going to be such a pain in the butt anymore, and Expulsum is going to be a little bit easier to get. There's going to be a chance of world quests and stuff with it. So that's going to help out with professions. I don't know if it's going to necessarily make it be enough for it to make it more viable and more of something that people are going to want to seek after, but it'll help a little bit. So that's something.
There's a lot of questions here already about different specs and class balance and all that, and that's expected. Will Fury Warriors ever be allowed to use or transmog one-handed weapons again? Don't play a Fury Warrior? Honestly? I think big two-handed weapons. I know that wasn't always the case, but it was always the case in my reality. So I reject everyone else's reality and substitute my own.
there's one question here that I really hope they don't answer, because it's really bleeping stupid to even ask it. Because I know we, all three of us, can answer this question right now. They don't even need to go to a Q&A. Here's the question. Will there be another Mega Dungeon like you did in Legion with Kara?
Like, really?
We've already announced one.
Yeah, I kind of think that myself.
Mega Dungeon,
a main talking point during BlizzCon. And you may not have watched a virtual ticket. Yeah, okay, I get that.
But there was still news.
But everybody was talking about it. It was on all the major news sites.
Yeah.
There is one question on here I would like to see answered. It is, are you happy with the removal of master loot rules now that we've played under them for a full raid tier? And has it achieved the desired result from a dev perspective?
That I am interested in.
I think that's a very fair question.
Yeah.
And I think now that we've gone through Old Deer, I think it's a good time to answer that, because obviously they had their reasons for making those changes. There's people on both sides of the fence for that one, so I'm actually really excited to see and hope that they answer that question.
Now, Allie, you're the one raider here. Well, how do you feel about those changes?
Personally, I think it's fine. It's worked out really well for our group. With personal loot, we can just do it and move on and not worry about loot and loot drama. The only time it has been a problem is when, say, for example, someone has an 855 trinket and not 8, wow, wrong expansion, a 355 trinket, and say, for example, a 370 trinket drops, but they don't want it because the trinket they have now is better for their class or whatever it may be. As of right now, they can't trade that other trinket because it's higher item level. So yeah. Blizzard won't let you trade it. So that's the only time it's really been an issue. And if they can find some way around that, I think it would take care of anyone else who is having issues with the loot rules right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, for me personally, I mean, this is not coming from, obviously, from the standpoint of somebody who is currently raiding, but what we did when my guild did last expansion, we started out in Master Loot, just to direct loot to the more key roles.
Right.
Healers and tanks. More so the healers.
Yeah.
And once they get a few key pieces, well, not necessarily all their key pieces, that was never the case. Once they get a few, like one or two significant upgrades, then we'd switch over to personal loot. Because then it doesn't matter so much. And even then, we would be able to trade off whatever we found if we didn't want it or couldn't use it or whatever.
So. Well, and that's what's great with raiding with friends, mm-hmm. who are, you know, supportive and want to see each other improve with the loot and stuff and are very helpful with their loot. Not everyone is in that situation, so sometimes it would be nice to have Master Loot back, so there is a little more fairness with sharing the loot. So it's hard, because I do see both sides.
Yeah, both are certainly valid. I don't think I would argue that they weren't. It's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like controlling it that much may have gone a little too far.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially because, you know, I think the intention was that if it's a preformed group, like, it would, you can set it to however you want, but, I think at one point, you know what, I might be remembering this wrong, or it might have been something that they wanted to do but didn't. No, yeah, I'm probably remembering this wrong, so I'm not gonna say it. but I don't know. I feel like having the option of Master Loot would still be nice. We're in a world right now where we can't do that. So I guess we'll see how they feel. That would be interesting to see to have an answer for that question.
One question here that I am sadly unsurprised by is, are there any plans to bring BFA to mobile? I hear you guys have phones.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a fair bit of salt to these questions, gotta say.
Well, that's to be expected, unfortunately.
It is the forums.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, but yeah, looking forward to that Q&A. It should be very interesting, and we'll see what we have to talk about next week.
So, moving on to stuff that's coming this week. As we know, 8.1 is coming out this week, and with 8.1 comes that currency Titan Residuum, which we can use to target certain pieces of Azurite gear, and if you get enough of it, you can target specific pieces of Azurite gear by talking to that good old ethereal person. It's an ethereal, right?
Yeah, yeah, ethereal, yeah.
So, starting tomorrow, your mythic caches will have Titan Residuum, so you get to start out with some, which is nice. Now, because it's not... Because it's going to have Titan Residuum, because this week's chest will have Titan Residuum, you will not have a chance to contain any Azurite gear, which is... I don't know what to think of that. but yeah, so one good thing about this is that the currency of Titan Residuum will not be resetting at the start of Season 2. So when Season 2 begins, the vendor's going to automatically offer higher item level rewards for your Residuum. The only caveat is that those pieces will cost significantly more than any of the Season 1 items. So, you know, while you can hoard Residuum going into Season 2, you may not necessarily be able to afford it, because you might not have been able to get that much. But hey, you can jump on that early and start saving up towards that. They also took the chance to point out that completing Mythic Keystones higher than level 10 will yield more Residuum for each additional level with diminishing returns, so that makes sense. Tackle the harder content, get a higher reward. That's pretty standard.
I think this is good too. I'm hoping it'll it takes a little bit of the RNG out. It gives, you know, people a little more control, and people can start targeting specific Azurite traits, which is what they've been asking for a while. So I'm hoping that this kind of calms a little bit of that salt down, and people are a little more satisfied with Azurite gear and how it's being handled.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'm curious to see how this plays out, but I think it's a great change, and I'm looking forward to it. Just means I'm going to be stuck healing more Mythic Pluses.
And one of the only things I'm worried about, and it's one of the things that I've been worried about since they announced this, is just how fast we're going to be earning Titan Residuum.
It sounds like it's not going to be super fast compared to the amount required for the gear.
Right.
And like I said, like if you want a random piece, like if you want a random head piece, for example, it's going to cost less than when you are choosing the specific piece you want. So I don't know if anyone's going to be able to get anything this week. Maybe next week. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I doubt people will get some. We'll have enough to get it on week one. That would be incredible. But I mean, you can only get it from the cache this week. Any of your Azurite gear acquired prior to the 8.1 release won't be able to be scrapped for Titan Residuum. It's only going to be stuff acquired after tomorrow. So I don't expect anybody to be getting it this week. Or even next week. I agree that I expect it to take some time to do it. I just hope it's not a stupidly long amount of time.
Oh no, I don't think so. I mean, it's definitely going to reward people for, like you said, doing higher keys and probably doing it more often.
Right.
But I don't think it's going to take a stupid amount of time.
I hope so, because people will get angry.
People get angry?
I know.
What? Never.
The internet is usually such a calm and collected place.
So peaceful, so positive.
Sorry, what world are you living in?
I don't even know anymore.
The world where I only frequent the Discords that I'm in right now, because those Discords are nice and friendly and calm.
Exactly. I choose my company wisely.
Alright then.
This world does not have the official forums or angry people on Twitter.
Yeah. Love you, internet people.
Well, we love our internet people.
Yeah, I love it, yeah. The internet people I talk with on a week-to-week basis, y'all are good folk.
Yeah, you are. You know what else is good?
What was that?
There are spells being taken off the global cooldown.
Is charge being taken off? Please say charge is getting taken off.
It is.
Yes.
So, fantastic. Here's the list. And I know there's a lot of people who are happy with this. I'm sure people wish there were even more spells being taken off. But this is a good start. And it's another example of Blizzard changing things to fit the needs of the players. So, it's a good reminder for people that if you're unhappy with something, it's not set in stone. It could be changed. So just calm down.
Yeah, be calm with your feedback.
Yes.
Calm and collected.
So what you're saying is... Don't all caps people. That there's still hope that warriors get removed.
Well, let's not get too crazy here. I mean... Anyways, let's go through this list. We have Havoc for Vengeful Retreat. All Druids' Wild Charges being taken off. Arms and Fury Charges are being taken off. For the Protection Warrior, Ignore Pain is being taken off. Intercept is being taken off. And for PvP Warriors, Prot Warriors, it's Dragon Charge. And then Survival Hunters are having Harpoon being taken off.
So all the charging abilities. Except basically. For Vengeful Retreat.
I think so Ignore Pain for...
All the charging abilities plus the Running Away ability.
Right. I think Ignore Pain for Protection Warriors is a big deal. Because I haven't seen a lot of Warrior Tanks this expansion.
Yeah.
And if I'm guessing that's going to help a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, the... I'm still part of my old heels Discord, and one of the complaints I saw pretty frequently from the warrior tanks was ignore pain being hot garbage because global cooldown.
Right. Wait, so are you gonna start tanking there, Toasty?
No. Hey, speaking of warrior tanks, how you doing, Junks?
So those are the confirmed spells. They may take other things off the global cooldown eventually, but as of now, those are the confirmed ones. And they would love to hear more from the player base as to examples of abilities that we think should be taken off the global cooldown and why. But I'm putting this out here now, like they've said before, you are much more likely to get the attention of Blizzard when you have constructive feedback and, you know, it's presented in a nice way versus just yelling and screaming at them.
So constructive and nice, that means all capsing them, right?
No. We don't need that business.
All right. Well, I'm sure a bunch of these tanks are going to be happy. A bunch of these tanks plus Havoc and Survival.
Yeah, I think these are great changes. So I'm sure people might take a little bit to kind of get into that frame of mind of those being changed and stuff, but I don't think it'll take too long.
It's not going to take much. If I'm any indication, I have yet to adjust to charge being on the global cooldown.
Well, that requires you playing your warrior.
Hey. Hey.
Hey,
what? It's only been 3 weeks.
Only 3 weeks.
Yeah, I definitely still play like charges still off the global cooldown, so
right.
I think I'll be fine.
Awesome.
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, you'll be fine.
How do I warrior?
You should probably find out, eh?
Feral Swipe is a fury ability, right?
That's a druid ability.
What?
Isn't
it? My entire life is a lie.
I mean, I don't have a warrior at max level, so I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember seeing that on my Horty alt, who is a druid.
Yeah, probably. Now that I think about it, Feral Swipe does sound awfully druid.
just a little bit, you know, feral swipe. Druid swipe.
Yeah, there's that whole meme with...
I know they have a tank. Swipe. Do they have a feral swipe?
I don't know.
Moving on.
You have to be feral to swipe. I don't think it's feral swipe.
I don't think it's feral swipe. I think it's just regular swipe.
Probably.
We know things here.
Yeah, we've definitely played druids. Anyway.
I have never played a tank druid.
I think druid's a lot of fun. I wish I had more hours to play to give that tune more attention.
Yeah, I played a lot of Boomkin in Warlords towards the end, just because raiding Hellfire repeatedly got boring.
Yes. Oh my goodness, it did.
So I leveled a bunch of stuff to cap during Warlords. I like my Boomkin. I should really play him again. Maybe I'll wait till Kul'Tiran's come out in 8.15 or whenever they're coming out.
Yeah, that's what most people are doing with their Kul'Tiran, because those forms are awesome.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Wicker Druids. Love it. What was I going to talk about? There was something that was coming that I was going to talk about. Faction assaults. Yes. That's it.
You mean the next thing in the show notes?
Yes. Yes. That thing. So, Faction Assaults is another new feature coming out. Well, new. I say new feature. It's basically Demon's Assaults. Demon Invasions. Kind of reskinned. So, Faction Assaults is a new thing coming in 8-1. Anybody above level 110 can take part in that, and it's going to happen on Kul Tiras and Zandalar. So, basically, it's going to be a bunch of different world questy like things happening all throughout the continents. Where the opposing faction is going to be attacking. So if you're a Horde, you're going to deal with a bunch of invading alliance forces, and Alliance is going to be dealing with Horde. One of the great things about it, like I said, is that you can do it starting at 110, so you're going to get a bunch of experience from doing that, and in addition, once you complete a faction assault with a sub-120 character, you'll get a 1-hour experience buff to help you level up a little bit faster. So hey, bonus. Players at max levels are going to be earning rewards, you know, as per usual. You know, when you're doing content at endgame, or at level cap, you're just going to get rewards instead. And you'll be getting gear anywhere from item level 325 to 370, with a chance of being Titan Forged as per usual. And there's a whole bunch of achievements that you can get while doing these faction assaults. They'll only be available for a set amount of time, similar to the Demon Invasions, and then they'll just be gone, but there's going to be another one coming out soon. There is a Faction Assault Timer, which will be visible on the world map, so if you want to figure out when you want to be logging in to do those, just press M, assuming you haven't rebound map, and you'll see the timer. Once the event's completed, any quests that you're on will be gone, so make sure that you actually, you know, have time to complete all of them, because your progress is not going to be saved or anything like that. I don't know. I really like the Demon Invasions, so something tells me I'm gonna really enjoy Faction Assaults as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great way to level back then, which is gonna be the same thing this time, which is cool. I'm curious to see if we start seeing more War Mode for these, because they've changed it so you can switch War Mode on and off in rested areas.
Well, not on. You can only turn it on in Stormwind and Orgrimmar. You can turn it off in rested areas.
Oh.
Which, like, helps a little bit.
Yeah. I guess I didn't read
like
that part.
Like 50% of the time?
Yeah.
See, I'm a bit confused by this post, because it says characters are level 110 and above, but you don't unlock world quests until 120.
Well, you'll get... These are the
you have to unlock
world
quests on your account. So as long as you have one level 120 character who's unlocked world quests,
okay,
you'll be able to do it. It's similar to Legion when we unlock world quests on one character.
True. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
That's a good point, Ali, with the war mode thing.
Maybe with more people there, maybe more people will actually just be in war mode for these, because they're considered invasions. I don't know. I'm curious to see how that all plays out.
But hey, 30% experience buff. I mean, why not, right? Because it's 30% in 8-1 now. We talked about that last week, I think. Yeah,
something like that.
30% experience buff, and then the 1-hour experience buff. Sounds like a good way to level up a paladin.
I thought you were working on a warrior this week.
I can do multiple things, Medros, okay?
I guess we'll see.
Maybe.
Time will tell.
I don't think I have plans this weekend.
Toshi, next week. How do you spend your week, man? I tried to beat you.
Except it won't be tried.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess we'll see what I get this week.
I'm going to suffer through LFR this week.
Maybe I'll do some raiding this week. Get some extra replacements. Maybe I'll replace my ring that is badly replacing. Who knows?
Damn.
See, that goes two ways, you see.
Shh. Don't butt in with your logic.
All right.
Logic has no place here.
Gotcha. Well, I guess we should move on to our next topic, shall we?
Okay.
So, it always intrigues me, the entitlement of some people, the feeling that they are owed something by Blizzard. So when I see a post about people expecting that all the stuff they have on their main account of World of Warcraft retail, that they also expect to have that on WoW, in WoW Classic, like all those mounts and the pets they've collected, it's rather amusing to me. Toshi, when you play Overwatch, do you expect to have your flying mounts and your pets from World of Warcraft?
I mean, no. That'd be ridiculous.
Would you expect to have those in Hearthstone and Heroes as well?
That'd also be ridiculous.
Well, yes. However, Classic WoW is its own game. It's not World of Warcraft retail. It's a different game.
Yeah, no, and don't get me wrong. I understand what you're saying completely. I also think that comparing the relationship between Overwatch and WoW Classic, or Overwatch and Modern WoW, doesn't really work.
Fair point. I would totally be fine, as long as everything works the same way it did in Classic. So your, 300 mounts are all in your bags.
Oh, man, yeah. I think the main argument that people... The main thing that people are looking for here, I would imagine anyway, is the stuff going from WoW Classic into retail WoW. That's the only way that I could see people wanting the reward linking. Because, as you pointed out, it does not work the other way. Good luck having all your pets and all your mounts in your bag. You're not going to have room for anything else.
Yeah, because we have
the
mount box.
Yeah, in an area where bag space was extremely important, because warlocks had their soul shards to worry about. Everybody who used a ranged weapon had their ammo to worry about.
We didn't get 18 slot bags till BC.
Yeah. I'm sure what people are looking for here is stuff like the Black Karaji War Tank, for example, from the AQ event. They want the ability to earn that in WoW Classic and have that carry over. And
so, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, so Starman and I talked about this last week, and a point he made, and I'm kind of curious to see about this, or what you guys think about this, is his example was if you, say, had the collector's edition for the very first, vanilla WoW, and those pets, since you own collector's edition, should you have those collector's edition pets or whatever in Classic WoW?
I'm totally fine with that, as long as you buy a new collector's edition of World of Warcraft and apply it to that account.
Well, I mean, that's not a thing that they're able to do. That's not the way it's being set up.
Blizzard can set it up that way. They can do that.
I mean, they could. They're not, though. So I think, that's a tough one, honestly.
Because I know those people, and not all of them, but I know at least some of them, like to show off, I own, vanilla WoW collector's edition, and they would like to see that represented in Classic. It is probably easier for Blizzard just to say blanket sweep, no cross rewards or anything.
I'd imagine that's probably where they went with that, how they approached that. It's easier to say no across the board than to go through and make exceptions.
Right.
So yeah, I totally get the desire for having those original collector's edition pets in there. I mean, it's something that you had before. It's something you have now. Sorry. And it's something you would have had back then, I assume. So why not have both? Have them in both, but...
It makes sense, though, that, I mean, as you said, Medros, they are two separate games. So it makes sense that something you do in Classic is not going to reflect in what you're doing in WoW, or in live retail, because they are two separate games.
Yeah. And I mean, I totally understand why people want that. It makes a lot of sense. I would want that, too, if I had a desire to play Classic WoW and wanted to bring stuff between the two. However, it feels very much, and I've made this argument many times, I feel like a lot of the people who want classic WoW want a free WoW. Maybe that's not everybody. Maybe there are people who actually want to play the classic game. Great. But I'm sorry, you can't have the perfectly molded game you want. There has to be some limitations. So right, hopefully Blizzard will stick to their guns and not give people this stuff. Again, if you want to buy another copy of Vanilla Collector's Edition and apply it to your classic account, I'm fine with Blizzard doing that. I'm fine with Blizzard reintroducing those, maybe even a less costly one, a digital edition version of it maybe, that people can then apply to their classic account and get those collector's edition pets. Totally fine with that. But this would be like expecting to have Crusader mount from Legion in Warcraft 3 Reforged. They're two different games. They're two different titles. They are not connected. And those things are cross, those are account wide, but Classic is a different game. It doesn't count. So people need to accept that and move on. Whether they will, I don't know. There's definitely people here who have basically said that that is one of the two reasons they were going to do it, and they are pretty much not going to do it now, and I'm fine with that. I am totally fine, and I agree to this one person. It seems very silly. It seems very silly to not play a game that you say you want to play just because you can't have your shiny pretties.
Well, I think ultimately, if someone wants to play it, I have a hard time believing that that one thing is going to stop them. But like you said, like, to each their own, and everyone has different motivations for various things. And if people don't like that there's no cross rewards, then you don't have to play it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see what Blizzard does about that in the future and see if they can smooth out the unhappy feelings of people who are not liking the decision they've made. Let's pay another bill, shall we?
Sure. All right, so our second sponsor, as usual, are the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to continue our Christmas theme with the Audible original Christmas Eve, 1914. Let's have a listen.
December 23rd, 1924. Brighton, East Sussex. Dear Madam, I am writing to you in regards to your son, with whom I served in His Majesty's Rifles B Company, 3rd Battalion, on the fields north of Ypres, Belgium, some 10 years ago, in December of 1914. This letter should have been written years ago, but since the end of the war, it has taken me those years to summon the strength to compose it. In truth, I still doubt my nerve. I don't know what they told you about that Christmas of 14, but I can tell you what truly happened. And you deserve the truth. The war was to have ended by this time, by Christmas, and we were supposed to be home. But the war was anything if ended, and we were far, far from home. Following a brutal autumn of failures, the fighting had bogged down into a deadly stalemate, in what can only euphemistically be deemed the fields of Flanders.
Once again, that was Christmas Eve, 1914, written by James Olivier, narrated by Cameron Dado, Xander Berkeley, Cody Fern, Damon Harriman, James Scott, John Beck, Lance Guest, Gabe Greenspan, and Nate Jones. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
So the question of the week is, what about... Oh, wait.
Allie wanted to chime in with something real quick.
Toasty saw my note. Sorry, this was too good not to share. So I just read this in the patch notes for 8.1. There's going to be a new PvP brawl.
What?
This is legitimately in the patch notes, guys. It is called Cooking Impossible. Nomi is back, and he wants you to bring your most dangerous pots and pans to the Valley of the Four Winds for a new brawl in the kitchen. Look to your in-game calendar for round one of this cutthroat culinary conflict.
Oh man, I remember reading about that. I forgot about it.
I haven't heard of this yet. That's crazy. Also, this is round one, so it's probably just, you know, the first time it's out. But that's gonna be something. Do we get to beat on Nomi is what I want to know, because I would like to beat up Nomi.
But like we did in that PTR once? Remember when they made him a raid boss in the PTR that just roaming Dalaran?
I heard about that. And oh, I could so do much it, fun. But
except I died to him so many times.
So, this sorry, that was just a weird. Fun little random thing, and I thought that was worth sharing, because I had no idea about it.
This is weird. Sorry, a cooking PvP brawl? Really?
Have you seen the other PvP brawls?
No.
So are you going to like run around with like a pot and pan like smacking people? Cuz that would be kind of funny.
Only if I get two-handed pots.
That would be Can you imagine that? Like two-handed pots or like one like for a two-hander like one ginormous skillet, you know, like a cast iron skillet and just yeah.
A cast iron skillet and a gigantic rolling pin.
Yes.
Give it to me, Blizz.
I am really excited about this. I'm curious to see what it is, and I just thought that was really fun and random, so I wanted to share it. I'm sorry that I broke protocol, but there you go.
It's okay. I'll get back at you.
I'm sure you will.
So as I was saying, our question of the week this week is, what WoW accomplishments from this year are you most proud of? Inudari says, I'm still playing. The Elizabella says, returning to the game after nearly 4.5 year break.
Wookie BH says, getting the Outlaw Rogue Challenge appearance, also coming up with some sweet horde-themed transmog for 8.0. Red Zayn says, if you had asked me a few weeks ago, I'd be getting the insane title. But after 10 years, Ashes of Alar finally dropped for me from Kel'Thalas in the eye. Congratulations. Frasley said, it is getting the original Karazhan mount to drop while listening to an episode of All Things Azeroth.
Gil says, mine was last Friday during Love is in... Oh, it was last February, sorry. Not last Friday, that'd be weird. During Love is in the Air, when I got the big love rocket after years of multiple runs per day. Congratulations. Nice. Vanda says, I think I have two. One of them is hitting 120 on fan, and the other is still being able to play a bit of WoW from time to time. It's funny how accomplishments change as your life changes. Glad to see you're still getting time to play, bud. And Zephyriah says, honestly, my best Warcraft achievement is learning how to play a class that people told me I would always fail at. I never gave up. Good for you, Zeph.
Yeah.
Seriously, who tells someone they're going to fail at a class? That's rude. Freaking rude.
That's those nice. People are jerks. Yeah. That's right.
So, next week's question is, what are your thoughts on linking Classic WoW and Modern WoW rewards? I think we've all vocalized our opinions on this pretty clearly.
Yes. I do want to add one thing, though.
Okay.
I'm okay with them not being linked. Like, I think that's fairly logical. But if Blizzard were smart, and I don't know if that's the word I want to use, because I think they are smart, but it might be wise of Blizzard to, at one point, say a cross-promotional type of reward, like they do between, you know, when you play 10 games in Heroes with a Warcraft character, you get a pet in Warcraft or whatever. So doing like a hit level 60 in Classic WoW and you get blah to blah in Retail WoW. I can see that kind of thing, and it might help bring more people to Classic.
I would be surprised if they didn't do that. Blizzard is... If Blizzard does one thing well, it's getting people to play their other games for at least a little bit.
Yep, that cross-promotional thing, which, I mean, they can still consider these to be two different games and do that as well. So I can see that happening, and I think that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's answers.
Absolutely. But yes, I think we've thoroughly expressed our opinions on this one.
Sorry, say again?
I said I think we've all thoroughly expressed our opinions on this one. All right, shout-outs. Patreon shout-outs, our first show of the month that after they went through. So our shout-outs are to Cal, Lee, Navimi, Brock, Toasty, Fandath, Redzian, Frasley, Thomas, David, Erlina, Troy, Wookie, and Bimini. So thank you all for supporting the show.
Thanks, guys.
And we all know what's happening next. Hey, Allie, what's your shout-out?
My shout-out is a little more personal this time. It is to Frasley, because today marks the 6-month anniversary of me starting podcasting with my show, And he's been just super incredibly supportive throughout the entire process, like from the very beginning till now. And I really appreciate that. So thank you for being awesome, Fresley.
How about you, Toasty?
I'm going to give a shout out to my DM for the campaign of D&D I've been playing in. This is the first time I've taken the campaign from start to finish. And the ending of it was so satisfying, and I've enjoyed every minute of this campaign. And I'm going to miss my turtle immensely, but I'm looking forward to the next adventure I have with whatever character I happen to bring along.
Cool.
What about you, Metros?
Mine is going to be twofold. And please note, this will be a very, very rare thing for me to do. I'm actually going to apologize to Allie for giving her crap, because I actually forgot to mention the show I was on this week. So my second shout-out is going to be to Kevin of Dark Moon Herald. He had me on to do a quick bit for his 12 Days of Christmas, and it was a lot of fun talking about different things about the past year and things we experienced and things we're looking forward to for next year. So it was a lot of fun, and I really appreciate that he had me on, and again, I am sorry for...
And you've been doing this so much longer than me? Sorry,
I said I'm sorry.
That. You are forgiven, sir. I had to. Sorry.
I know. All right, let's do the outro, shall we?
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can also send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Ali is at Aliandris K. Fandeth is at Fandeth. And I'm at Toasty Postycan. You can also find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can check out our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
We'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care. Happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of 8.1.
Bye.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.